Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditations, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. Dear God, you are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In Matthew 6, then, and the 10th verse, these words: Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. As in heaven, so also on earth. Whose kingdom is it? I said last Sunday that as we study the Lord's Prayer, it is very much a prayer for the disciples. I may have gotten ahead of myself a bit and not focus enough on that it is a prayer. We can take prayer too lightly, or we can take prayer for granted. We have to be careful that our prayers move beyond just the words that we might say. The great theologian Karl Barth spoke of prayer as a theological act. That is to say, that we come to our understanding of God as we come to our understanding of the divine. We express all of this in the power of prayer. I would also add that prayer needs to be offered, filled with expectation. The Scottish preacher, during a time of drought, in the worship service, prayed for rain. As he was leaving the service and leaving to go home with his daughter, she passed him an umbrella. And he said, What am I to do with this? She said, Dad, you just prayed for rain. Imagine how happy he was when on the way home it rained. The challenge for us is to pray. To pray and to expect an answer. I wanted to begin the message this way, because as you talk about the kingdom of God, as you ask for God's will to be done in your life, this is very much an act of faith. I want to return to that in just a moment. You know, even though I am from this area, I seldom go anywhere anymore without checking MapQuest. For those who may not know what that is, it is a service on the internet that you can go to and punch in where you are and talk about or write in where you want to go, and it'll offer you directions to get there. I think sometimes when you're talking about the kingdom, it would be nice to plug in MapQuest. And to hear it or to see it saying, take I-20. That's right, I-20. No, it isn't there. I-25. Take I-25. Turn right on 225. And there will be the kingdom. It just doesn't work that way. Or we might think that if I just come to church every Sunday, if I just come to church, surely I will experience and be in the kingdom. The danger is when the church just becomes another organization instead of a dynamic and living organism. The discussion might seem like something that we want to ignore. And yet the kingdom was at the very heart of Jesus' message. Jesus would announce himself in Mark 1 and 14 by saying he came to Galilee preaching the good news of the kingdom of God. William Barclay saw Jesus and the kingdom. He saw it as preaching, as his obligation laid upon Jesus. St. Luke 4 and 43 saying, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to other cities also, for I was sent for this purpose. There is also a uniqueness about the kingdom in that it exists in the past. It was said that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were all said to be prophets of the kingdom. Jesus also said of the kingdom that it is right here in the midst of us. The kingdom is a present reality. And then we are taught that the kingdom is for the future. Put it all together and see the kingdom as the central theme of the New Testament. It is at the heart of Jesus' ministry. The kingdom in the past, the kingdom here and the present, the kingdom in the future, all at the same time. With all of this, whose kingdom is it? Whose kingdom is it? It is the kingdom of God. We claim this reality by faith. By faith. And where it is that faith will take us. And then where it takes us is to say, Thy will be done. It is something to come to that point, to come to that place in your life where you say, I no longer want my will, but for God's will to be done in my life. Are we ready to accept it? A young woman prayed faithfully that the Lord would just send her a good husband. She prayed, Lord, send me a good husband. And nothing seemed to be happening. So one night she was getting ready to pray and she said, Lord, tonight I'm not going to pray for a good husband. I'm going to pray for my mother. I'm going to ask that you would send her a good son-in-law. It's a huge step to say, I will accept the will of God in my life. For this was the very prayer that Christ prayed in preparation for the cross. Not my will, but thy will be done. Yes, it is a huge step to say, I will accept the will of God in my life. For it will mean that we are walking to a beat of a different drummer. Remember that this became a mantra for Dr. King, calling people to walk to a beat of a different drummer. You know, it doesn't matter how young we are or how old we might become. There is always the temptation to go along with the crowd. Am I right about that? To go along with the crowd, to go along, to get along. But the will of God is very different. The will of God is all about change. The will of God is all about transformation. I was listening to a friend of mine preach on this very subject one Sunday, and he was going along well and everything, but all of a sudden he got intense about this change and transformation, and he pointed out the church is about transformation. And if the church is not about transformation, then what are we doing here? To walk to a different drummer. To say within our life, thy will be done. Now, to really say and to claim God's will being done in our life, it is then to claim the love of God, the love of God in our life. One writer was asked, how do you know that Jesus loves you? The writer thought about it and said, because he stretched out his arms and he died for me. God is love. And then as a part of that, we come to trust in the love of God. Two girls were talking about the money that they had, and one said, looking at it, I have 10 pennies. But the other girl, looking at her hand, said, no, you don't. You only have 5 pennies. She said, oh, yes, 10. My father told me he would give me 5 more tonight. And I can trust in the promises of my father. This is where we need to become as a part of our prayer life. And I would not dare stand here and suggest that it's easy. But this is a part of this prayer. To be able to say, thy will be done, trusting. Trusting that the will of God can be done in our life. Whose kingdom is it? It is the kingdom of God. And as a part, it's moving within us to say, thy will be done. You know, I can only speak for myself now. I know others of you have had many, many more experiences. But I think in my own life right now, I have never experienced loss, L-O-S-T, in the way you're experiencing it right now. To think for a moment of people having a home one day and not having it the next. Of having what you might call kind of a normal life one day and being in a car stuck on the highway. A trip I heard this week that normally I think they said takes, 80 minutes, something like that, an hour and a half. It was taking 8 hours. To get from one place to the next. I've never experienced this kind of loss in this kind of way. It calls you back to the word. Whose kingdom is it? To believe that even now, it is still the kingdom of God. It calls you back to thy will be done within your life. And I went to a meeting this week, a meeting concerned about what was happening at Lowry and the care that was being extended, which was wonderful, but also the concerns of what is going to happen to these people. Next, it brought back to mind, "Thy will be done." And what is my role? What is our role? What is the faith community's role in being of help and support at this hour? You know your pastor. I had all kinds of visions, all kinds of plans, all kinds of ideas. But on the way back to the meeting, from the meeting to church, something said what really is going to be needed is extending care one person, one family at a time. And then those words came to me, "Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace." You know the way that closes. It is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. It is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Whose kingdom is it? I wouldn't want to be in any other place, especially at this time and this hour. I wouldn't want to be in any other place but the kingdom of God. Amen.